Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, August 17th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Pan Am Flight 214. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into fascinating topics from the vast universe of Wikipedia. Today, we're exploring a significant event in aviation history, Pan Am Flight 214. This flight, which tragically met with disaster in 1963, ignites discussions about safety regulations, emergency response, and the human experience in aviation. So buckle in as we embark on this informative journey. On December 8, 1963, Pan American World Airways Flight 214 was making its approach to the Philadelphia International Airport after a routine flight from San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Boeing 707-321, carrying 73 passengers and a crew of seven, had already completed a successful journey. But as the aircraft approached its destination, it encountered severe weather conditions that would ultimately lead to catastrophe. Can you imagine being on a flight, witnessing the beauty of clouds and coastline above the Caribbean, only to face a volatile storm during your descent? The sudden shift can be daunting, can it? As Flight 214 neared its landing site, pilot William B. McDonald and co-pilot William C. Carl encountered turbulent weather, with a strong downdraft and low visibility due to a heavy rainstorm with thunderstorms. These types of conditions are what every pilot dreads, as they significantly impact the aircraft's performance. Now, let's pause for a moment and think. How much do you trust the technology and training that pilots go through? The crews rely heavily on their instruments, training, and experience to handle adverse conditions. This tragic event serves as a crucial study of that trust and the limitations inherent in technology and human ability. It was around 5:40 p.m. when things took a turn for the worse. The aircraft was almost at the runway when it found itself caught in a hazardous situation. The crew attempted to navigate through the turbulence, but the plane began to lose altitude rapidly, ultimately crashing into a gas station in the nearby community of Sykesville, Maryland. The outcome was devastating. All 73 passengers and crew members aboard were killed, along with two individuals on the ground. This brings us to the question of how the aviation industry evolved in response to such tragedies. The incident prompted serious investigations, leading to recommendations for better weather assessment technology and guidelines for flying in adverse conditions. The event serves as a reminder of how vital it is for the aviation community to learn from past mistakes. When we look back at incidents like Pan Am Flight 214, one cannot help but appreciate how far aviation security and technology have come. For example, today, pilots are equipped with cutting-edge weather radar that provides real-time feedback on atmospheric conditions, allowing for more informed decision-making. But this incident wasn't just a technical failure. It shines a light on the human element involved in aviation. Stories from the ground often highlight the humanity found within aircraft personnel. For instance, in this case, reports suggested that the crew had been tightly managing communication with air traffic control. As they navigated the difficulties, they remained focused on their training for as long as possible. While many tragedies are often marked with horror, it's the human stories that tend to linger, isn't it? Feelings of fear, resilience, and even the camaraderie that often forms in crises are all part of air travel that don't make it to the news. When you think about aviation, what emotions spring to mind? Is it exhilaration at the thought of travel, or perhaps concern for safety? It's crucial for us to reflect on the lessons from this accident, not just in aviation, but also in other fields where human lives depend on technology. The balance between human judgment and machine efficiency is delicate and must be continuously evaluated. So let's ask ourselves, as we increasingly rely on technology, what can we do to ensure that we're not sacrificing the human aspect in critical decision-making processes? In conclusion, the tragic crash of Pan Am Flight 214 serves as both a cautionary tale and a stepping stone to progress in aviation safety. from the quick response of emergency services to the advanced technology we now easily take for granted, this event has significantly shaped regulations that protect us as travelers. It pushes us to contemplate the risks associated with cutting-edge technology and the inherent complexity of emergencies. The aviation industry stands as a testament to the lessons learned, prioritizing the safety of passengers above all else. As we wind down today's episode, I invite you, the listeners, to ponder what you've learned. The next time you step onto a plane or watch the skies, think about the stories of those who have flown before you, both joyful and tragic. Your experiences and reflections can add depth to this ongoing conversation about safety, technology, and humanity in aviation. Thank you for joining me today on this enriching journey through the tragic history of Pan Am Flight 214. If you're intrigued by today's topic, go explore the full article on Wikipedia to dive deeper. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Pan Am Flight 214. Thanks for listening. See you next time.